This is JIS News. Coming up, police telecommunication system to be upgraded. MLSS reports reduction in workplace accidents for 2014-2015 and climate change networks to be established in each parish. Details after the break.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians,
take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved a contract for the upgrading and expansion of the police telecommunications system. This is expected to greatly improve the handling of emergency 119 calls across the island. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the telephone infrastructure that supports 119 is being upgraded to provide the public with improved service.
The upgraded system will provide the supervisors with enhanced capabilities to monitor agents in real time on a call. The wider JCF telephone and data communication infrastructure will also be enhanced. Currently, the JCF's cost of making calls across the organization is not optimized.
Mr. Bunting was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in Parliament on Wednesday. He says the new system will enable the linking of several police stations to the system using voice over internet protocol. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is reporting a reduction in workplace accidents for the 2014-2015 fiscal period. The Ministry's annual report for 2014 shows a 30.3% drop in the number of reported accidents at workplaces, down from 383 to 267 when compared to 2013-2014. Deaths associated with accidents also declined from 4 to 3 persons for the same period. Director of the Occupational Safety and Health OSH Department in the Ministry, Robert Chung, says the decline is a result of increased sensitization on the OSH bill.
Workplaces are beginning to take cognizance of the fact that they have to keep workers safe and healthy. They are putting things in place. We are getting better results from the inspectors when they go to inspect. We are getting more interaction with the public, calling in to ask questions. And things like that, which I believe is eventually paying off with less accidents occurring. People are becoming more aware of the value of occupational safety and health to productivity.
Mr. Chung says there are plans to improve the quality of workplace inspections through the use of technology during the 2015-2016 financial year. 34 serviced lots are to be developed in Hatfield, Westmoreland this year under the squatter upgrading program. The $15 million project is part of infrastructural work being undertaken by government to develop and regularize existing informal settlements.
The management of informal settlements remain a high priority for the administration and the ministry. As such, we continue to develop and improve policies which will assist in regularizing squatter communities.
Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Dr. Guy says the secondary analytical research on squatting has been completed and a cabinet note will be submitted within the first quarter of this financial year. He says moving forward, the minister will continue the development of a typology of squatting island-wide. 8 parishes have already been identified for this exercise, and that fieldwork will begin this year. And Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill says his ministry will be moving to systematically establish climate change networks in each parish. He says this is to assist in development planning and policy making in the priority sectors identified in the climate change policy framework. Making his contribution to the sectoral debate on Wednesday, Minister Pickersgill said a number of development partners have confirmed their support for the preparation of detailed action plans for each sector. He says the minister is now embarking on sector strategy plans for 11 critical sectors.
In this regard, with the support of the USAID, work is underway in the forestry and agriculture sectors, with work on the sector plan for fisheries set to commence later this year.
Minister Pickersgill says funding of $2 billion from the Climate Investment Fund through the Inter-American Development Bank has been secured to support, among other things, the mainstreaming of climate change across government. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.